Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another Session of Sanity, right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for hanging out with us, for being with us, for playing today. I do appreciate your time. A lot to talk about this hour. Quentin Jordan, he's the chief of staff at Black Conservative Federation. Now, they're celebrating their 25th location, the opening of their 25th location. Blacks for Trump. Now, okay, we don't know what that means, but I was at CPAC about 4 years ago, back in D.C., 5 years ago, I think it was, and you know, we were being told when President Trump was running that, you know, the blacks couldn't stand him, and he's such a racist, and all this other stuff. So I'm watching people walk around, and the next thing you know, I see this large group of young black men, and they're all holding signs up, you know, Black Men for Trump or Blacks for Trump or something like that. Very confusing. Because I was told I hated them. I went downstairs to the exposition area where they had, you know, the different groups there signing people up, letting people know that they were alive and well and around. Women for Trump, transgenders for Trump, gays for Trump. I'm going, wait a minute. I thought you guys hated him. Because he was like, you know, gayophobic, homophobic, blackophobic, I don't know, yeah, every phobia known to mankind, except for old white guys. You know, because he was a white supremacist. I mean, this kid, that's all we ever heard. So anyway, Deontay Johnson is the president of the organization. I met him there, and just a bright young guy, knew what he wanted, very, very, very focused on what he was going to try to get accomplished. And in a relatively short period of time, guess what? He got it accomplished. He is growing this group, a lot of success, teaching and putting out there a lot of truth, and being part of the solution and not the part of the problem, as I love to say. And we need more like that. We need more of him going out there, pounding pavement, you know, just beating the drum around the fact that Trump is well received in many communities, whether you like it or not. Okay, so that's after the first break. Let's talk about, even though I don't want to, San Francisco. I mean, it's constant with these people up there. I'm not thoroughly convinced that they don't do stuff on purpose. Just to rile up everybody else. Just to waste taxpayer dollars. But San Francisco now has decided that it put together a list of 22 states that you cannot go to, you can't travel to, you can't do business with as a government official from San Francisco because of their abortion laws. Because they just don't care. You know what's really funny is these people that are heck-bent on abortion, I wonder if they've actually sat down and watched one. I wonder if they've actually seen what takes place. City employees in San Francisco are now forbidden to take work trips to do business with companies in 22 states. Mayor London Breed and Supervisor Valley Brown, they announced the measure last week. Now, every day in the country, women's reproductive rights are threatened. No, they're not. And we have to fight back, just as we restricted spending with these states and states with these kind of laws and discrimination against LGBTQ people. We're standing up against states that put women's health at risk and that are clearly working to limit reproductive freedoms. Now, here's the thing. Wish they would call it what it is. It's not reproductive health. We talked about this a million times. Reproductive health would allow the reproductive system to do the job that it was intended to do by God and nature, not for you to step in and stop it. Right? It's real simple. Even more and more doctors and scientists will tell you, life begins at conception. So let's say you don't believe that. You think they're full of garbage. We've had babies as young, babies, people, humans, as young as 19 weeks survive outside the womb without a problem. Why does the mother get to decide whether that life gets to live or not? Well, I wouldn't even call her a mother. Why does the, you know, incubator, whatever you want to call her, get to decide? And even after birth, even after the baby is born from a botched abortion, they get to decide whether that baby lives or dies. Is it property? When is it protected? So to say that the women's reproductive rights are threatened, no. Every day there's more and more protection around the unborn. That's the proper way to say it. That would be the more honest way to say it. And discrimination against the LGBTQ people. I am sorry. You keep beating this drum like it's the end of the world. Like this is a 24/7, you know, goal of Christians or conservatives or what have you. You want honesty? You want reality? You want true equality? Then I can say no to taking your picture, your wedding pictures. I can say no to making your cake. That is not discrimination, especially if it's for religious reasons. And don't give me that garbage that in the old days, you know, religion said, you know, the Bible says you can have slaves. You know, for those people who don't study, yes, that's exactly what it says. For those of you who do study, you know that's not what it says. Matter of fact, if you do your study, you find the Bible says you're supposed to treat your slaves as good as, if not better than, family. Doesn't sound like a slave to me. And look up the different meanings for slaves in the Bible. Because there's many different meanings for slaves. Matter of fact, let me put it real blunt. How many of you have a job? Okay? You hate slavery? You're a slave. You're a slave to the man that you have to go to work for, or the woman, that you go to work for every week, right? Because if you don't go to work, they don't give you any money. If they don't give you any money, you don't get to feed your family or take care of your family, pay for your house, your car, your truck, whatever. You are a slave to that job. You are a slave to the man. No, I get it. Not the slavery that the blacks went through from the boat. That's not what I'm talking about, and you know it. Anyway, don't go far. A lot more coming up. Quentin joins me after the break. We're going to learn a lot about the Black Conservative Federation. Great group. You need to know more about them and how you can help them. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time you spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
And if you wise guys try one more thing, one more! I'm going to kick you out of this college. No more fun of any kind.
To the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Thanks for being with us. Thanks for the time that you're spending with us. I so much appreciate the time you spend on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Look, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll, and if you want to be alerted by text, simply text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. If you don't want emails, you just want a quick note that the show's very excited. Okay. I've asked Quentin Jordan to join me. He's the chief of staff for BCF, which you know is the Black Conservative Federation. They're celebrating its opening of its 25th location. Quentin, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
You know, I got to tell you guys, I was telling you during the break, I met Yante Johnson, the president of the organization, a couple years ago back at CPAC. And we were being told at the time, President Trump was running for the first time, and we were being told at the time that, you know, black people hated Trump. Trump was a racist. You know, he's not going to get the black community support. And same thing with women. I mean, just went down the whole list. And here you guys coming around the corner, big bunch of you, with signs that said, you know, blacks for Trump. And I joked with Deontay at the time. I said, come over here, because you guys, you're a bunch of fake people, because I hear that blacks don't like Trump. And that was my first interview with him at the time. So to watch you guys grow and to stick with it, I think it's just, I really think it's wonderful. So for people who may have not heard of the organization, tell people what the Black Conservative Federation is all about.
Yes, so as you mentioned, the Black Conservative Federation is an organization that was founded by our president, Deontay Johnson. And when he created the organization, he had the vision of energizing specifically the millennial community within the black community to pretty much spread the vision and the ideals of the conservative movement to marginalized communities. So communities that have been, you know, left out of the political strategy for the longest, specifically the black communities, which are surprisingly predominantly Democratic, which is hard to believe when you consider how conservative black families are. And so our mission as an organization is to not only educate the black community and spread conservative ideas, but to energize them to get out and seek the truth. You know, seek an understanding that is deeper than what the traditional media is portraying about our country and about our country's leadership, specifically our President Donald Trump.
Now, isn't it funny, though, you know, and I actually lost one of my black friends over this when Donald Trump came out and said to the black community, look, you've been voting for them for 60 years. They haven't helped you. You have nothing to lose. You know, vote for me. What have you got to lose? And so he felt that that was disingenuous. And I said, it wasn't disingenuous. It's the truth. Somebody somehow got the black community to believe that the only people who cared about them were the Democrats. And the only thing the Democrats seem to care about is keeping them down and keeping them sufficient on the government. You know what? It's not the right message, is it?
No, not at all. So the Democratic Party, for as long as I can remember, has pushed the message of Republicans are your enemy. You know, vote for us. And what they tend to do is try to bury the truth in images of emotion. So messages of emotion that play to, you know, it plays to their advantage, right? So they've taken over the media, especially the mainstream media, which is pushed throughout the black community. And they shed this image of the Republican Party, of all conservatives being against minorities, which is the furthest from the truth. And so what our organization is focused on is on educating our communities on what actually is the truth, you know, shedding light on conservative ideals and how they intend to help our communities, and how the Democratic Party has, for as long as I can remember, been pushing these blatant lies to us. And it's kind of insulting when you consider it, because I think the Democratic Party has an understanding that the black community doesn't care about the truth. They only care about how we make them feel. And I say we being the media, we being the Democratic Party. So it's our mission is to combat those messages.
Well, you know, you said it's insulting. I'll tell you what I find insulting is when they say that you need them to feed your family. You need them to make sure you get a welfare check. You need them to make sure that you can vote because, you know, you don't know how to get a driver's license. It's almost like the message they have is, without us, you won't survive. And they say, we don't care. And what we're saying is we're doing an age-old a biblical precedent that says, look, instead of giving you a fish, I'm going to teach you how to fish. You know, I believe that every human being, no matter what color you are, you can succeed, especially in this country. And that is not the message of the Democrat Party to a lot of the lower socioeconomic rung out there. They think that nobody can make it without them. How are you being received in the young black community?
So one benefit that we have is that we're actually from these communities. So both Deontay and myself are from the south side of Chicago, the Roseland neighborhood to be exact. So we understand how these people think because they're us. They're our family. They're our friends. And so we don't enter these communities with a politics-first mindset. We enter these communities trying to meet people where they're at, understanding what issues are important to them and educating them on the conservative policies that actually would benefit them far greater than that of the Democratic Party. And we've had some major success in doing so because the Democrats don't come into these neighborhoods. They bank on the idea that they won't vote for Republicans anyway because we've pushed this negative image of them so heavily down their throats that there's no way that, you know, they'll vote for them when the time comes. And so our agenda is to get into these communities, talk to the leaders, talk to the people of the communities, and just educate them. Let them know that we understand where they're coming from, and we have the solutions that will, you know, work to solve many of the issues that they face.
You've got one heck of a challenge because you're talking about old family. Now, look, I'm obviously, if people are watching, I'm not a black guy, but I come from an Italian background out of Boston. And hardcore old-time Italians were Democrats only. The Democrats were the only ones that cared about immigrants. They're the only ones that cared about us. That's a big thing to overcome. When we come back from the break, I want to talk about how are you overcoming the older generation in the black community. We'll talk about that more in a minute. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Who is the mysterious whistleblower? Republicans on Capitol Hill want to know, and so does President Trump.
What happened to the informant? And where is the IG? Why did the IG read the letter, read the transcript? He could have gotten it, I guess, I assume. I would have declassified it for him if I had to do that. Why didn't he read this and then see that the whistleblower's account was totally different than the letter?
Now the president and Republicans pressuring Democrats for transparency in their ongoing impeachment inquiry. Republicans want information, transcripts, and audio recordings from the closed-door hearings in the House. Republicans and Democrats able to come together on Capitol Hill to pay respects to Maryland Congressman Democrat Elijah Cummings, who passes away last week at the age of 68. Here's House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
I have called him our North Star.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
We are back. Hey, listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. And, you know, thanks for taking the time to spend the time with us. Listen, pay attention, send me notes. If you want to send me a note during the show, it's joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. And some of you have come to find out I do not like to take calls when the guests are on because it takes you too long to ask the question. So just text me. Matter of fact, you can don't text me. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Tell me what your question is if you have one. Let me just get back at it because I don't want to waste this young man's time. Quentin Jordan is joining me. He's the chief of staff to the president of the Black Conservative Federation and a great group that we're getting to know more and more about. I met them, I think it was 4 years ago, 5 years ago at CPAC, and they've grown tremendously, and I'm so excited to see their growth. Quentin, thanks for being with me.
Thanks again for having me.
All right, so before we went to break, I figured I'd give you a few minutes to think about it because I told you kind of the same background in the sense that my immigrant family were all Democrats because that's the Democrats are the only ones that cared about the immigrants. They're the only ones that cared about the blacks and Hispanics and that kind of stuff. You've got a little bit of a fight on your hands, too, with the older generation in the black community, don't you?
We surely do. So, like I said, I was myself raised in a Democratic household, but I was raised on conservative principles, and I didn't know that I was being raised on conservative principles until I stuck my nose into the political arena and started to see, you know, what both sides were truly about. And so I joke with my grandfather all the time. He's a lifelong Democrat on paper. But if you meet him and talk to him, he's probably more of a conservative than Dr. Carson.
And so when you talk with, I mean, I don't know if you've had these conversations, but I have to ask. So when you're talking with them about this and you say, well, then why are you a registered Democrat? You have the same, you know, policies or same thought processes as conservative Republicans. Have you asked them that question?
I have. And the answer that, you know, I always get is, Republicans don't care about us. And when I ask them why is it that they think that, it's because, one, it's all they see on the news. It's all they read in the newspapers, especially especially coming from a city like Chicago, which is heavily Democratic.
Yep.
And so I challenge them all the time. So one of the main challenges that I have, one, speaking with younger people, they tend to take younger people a little bit less serious, especially on topics concerning politics, because they feel like they've been involved a lot longer. They know a lot more. And, you know, I challenge them on that. Like, yeah, times change. Now I'm older. I have an understanding of how this works, and I have the knowledge and information readily available to me. And so I can stand there, I can defend my standpoints, and I challenge you to go out and do the same. You know, look at the policy ideas that the Democrats are pushing forward and see if you actually agree with that based on what your beliefs are, your individual beliefs. And most of the times, they don't. But they still feel that there's no true connection with the Republican Party. And so the Black Conservative Federation's goal is to ensure them that they do, right? We want to get into these communities. We want to bring in, you know, officials who are running for office and those who are elected to office, and let them speak to the communities. Let them know that they have a voice and that they, you know, their vote matters and it counts and it will be heard. We've had more success speaking with millennials, one, because, you know, we're around the same age and it's easier for us to connect on that factor alone. And it's easier to have those conversations because they, too, are fairly new to the political arena, and they're more open as opposed to some of our older generation.
Well, I find with millennials especially, they want the truth. They don't want you to play games or sugar. They want the truth, and I think that's a good thing. You know, when you were talking about it a minute ago, I was thinking about how I was watching an event the other day where the speaker, the conservative speaker, talked about how why is it that you don't trust Republicans? Why do you hate Republicans so much? And somebody talked about how racist they were and how much how long they have been keeping the Black community down. And the guy says, are you familiar with the KKK? Do you understand the history of the Democrat Party and the Black community? And she looked at him and she said, why are you lying about history? Why are you trying to change history? Which tells me that the professors and the teachers somehow are teaching these young people that the KKK, that the negativity towards the Black community actually comes from the Republican Party, and it was not started by the Democrat Party. That's scary, because they're in it all day long. So you have another goal, not just working with older family members, but getting millennials to understand the truth, to understand real history, don't you?
Yes, definitely. So college campuses at this day and age are a scary place to be if you're seeking the truth. because everyone from the administration to the professors, and unfortunately the students who, you know, have to sit and learn from these professors, they're fed myths specifically about the Republican Party and what it means to be a true conservative. And so what we at the BCF are doing is we're trying to do more campus engagement, right? We're targeting schools, specifically, you know, historically Black colleges and universities, and meeting with the leaders on campus and trying to see what, you know, we need to do in order to be able to have more of an influence and an impact on campus.
Are you finding the young Black community open to conversation? Because I can't imagine they're coming out of their houses open to being a Republican or having Republican principles. I'm sure that when they go to these colleges, they're holding on to, or they're standing steadfast with Democrats and the ones that care about them.
Of course. But as you mentioned earlier, younger generations want the truth. Right. So while they may come into the conversation with, you know, preconceived ideas, they're at least coming into the conversation.
Right.
Right? And once you get them through the door, it's much easier to, you know, have civilized conversations and, you know, discuss differing viewpoints. And for the most part, when you have people listening and you're showing them the truth, they're more receptive to that. You know, and as being younger generations, we haven't been as politically involved for as long as some of the older generations. So it's easier for us to connect with younger generations and get them to see that, hey, before you get in too deep and, you know, so tied down to the Democratic Party, let me show you, you know, what the Republicans have done, what conservatism has done for our country, and you see if the Democrats can match up to that. And 9 times out of 10, it's a no.
Yeah. So, all right, so now I'm going to put you in a hot seat. Why are you conservative? Why do you consider yourself a conservative?
Why do I consider myself a conservative? So I have to credit Beyonce for this quote, but, you know, being a conservative for me is being, you know, obedient to my grandparents' teachings. And so what that means is that, as I mentioned earlier, when you're raised in a black household, you're raised on conservative principles, right? You're raised to pursue, you know, academic excellence. You're raised to fight for economic freedom, you know, strengthen communities, strengthening the family. And, you know, those are the things that I clung to just growing up. And then when I, you know, was able to actually stick my nose into the political arena, the conservative ideals of economic freedom, strengthening our nation, you know, those are ideals that resonate with me just because of the principles that I grew up on. Yeah, and so,
it's a great answer because it's true. People don't realize that the different communities, you know, Hispanic, it's really funny because I truly believe that the Hispanic community, that the black community, that, you know, the Italian communities and so on, they were all brought up. They were all based on conservative principles. And it's amazing to me how the Democrats have done a fantastic job in getting these people to believe that the only ones that care about them are Democrats, the only ones that will take care of them. And they don't, you know, my grandparents didn't want to be taken care of. When they came to this country, they wanted to be self-sufficient. Matter of fact, depending on the government was an embarrassment. It wasn't something you want to do or even wanted anybody to know that you were doing. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, they've incentivized the black community and minority communities in general to be dependent on the government. They try to paint the image that it's not a bad thing. They try to paint this as an image of community and rather as lack of individual effort. So it's more harmful than it is positive.
All right, so when we come back from the break, you're going to talk about some great stuff that's going on with the organization, and we're going to find out how people can help you move forward, help you get into communities, and help you financially. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far, people. A lot more coming up.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
You're gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley's giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text
text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. You know, just being part of the conversation, part of the solution. There's so much going on that you can help with. There's so much you can get involved with, right? Get out of your comfort zone. Listen to other people. Listen to other groups. You know, there are groups out there that you and I will never be able to get to. I mean, groups that get to people that you and I would never get to. So Quentin Jordan, he's the chief of staff to the president of the Black Conservative Federation, is joining me, and we're talking about what the group is all about, what they've done, what they're doing, and how you can help them. So again, Quentin, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time with me.
Yeah, again, thanks for having me.
For those who tuned in late, why don't you go back around and give a quick explanation of what the group is about and what they're doing.
So the Black Conservative Federation is a millennial-led organization focused on spreading conservative ideals through the Black community and communities all across the nation.
And you can be found. Now, here's the exciting part. You have 25 chapters in 20 different states. You're just opening up your 25th chapter recently here. I mean, where was it, and where is it, and what are you doing there?
Yeah, so we announced on Tuesday of this week that we are rolling out our full team of state directors. So we currently have state directors in 20 states, including the great state of California, where our state director is Ms. Corn Ranklin. And so what we're doing in these states is exactly what the mission of our organization is. We're going into the black communities. We're having those tough conversations, seeing what people's issues are, what issues they care most about, and explaining to them how, you know, some of the candidates that are not only running for, you know, local elections, but elections at the federal level, how the policies that they plan to put forth will help combat and solve some of those issues. So we're gearing up for 2020 in full force. So it'll be exciting. You know, it'll be exciting. We're looking forward to getting started and getting people engaged and rallying behind some of our Republican candidates, including our President Donald Trump.
I think that's wonderful. Have you seen more enthusiasm among young people towards the president in the years that you've been doing this now, or is it still a fight, still a struggle to get them on board?
So there's kind of a split between, you know, people who are engaged for and against the president. What we have seen, which is positive, is that more black people, especially younger black people, are for our president. You know, they've liked what he's done for our communities. They understand what he plans to continue to do for our communities, and they're excited. They want to see him, you know, if we had it our way, another 8 years, but certainly for another 4 years in 2020.
Well, you know what's really funny is that I don't know how the black community, and we'll just, you know, stay on this, you know, the unemployment rate for young black men and women is low. It's among the lowest it's been in decades, or since they've been recording it. I can't imagine that they're not seeing this, they're not taking this into consideration, or is it something that they, well, frankly, is it something they even pay attention to? You know, the numbers.
So it is something that, you know, they pay attention to. They pay attention to it very closely. And what I find funny is that you wouldn't know this if you paid attention to mainstream media. But people in real life, they understand that not only do they have better jobs, but more people have jobs. More people in their friend groups have jobs. More people in their families and their communities have jobs. And this is something that they don't take lightly. You know, for the longest, you know, blacks have been fighting for economic freedom, and they're starting to feel true wins and true successes in this space, and they attribute that to our president.
Well, and as well they should. You know, it's funny when you think about what mothers want for their kids, right? And especially when you're talking about the inner city where jobs were scarce, where they're having all kinds of trouble. You know, now you've got a situation where there are jobs in the inner city. There, you know, more money is going to schools. More money is coming home in the pockets of the inner city parents. This has got to be nothing but a positive for the black community and the Hispanic community and others as well. And I'm just, to your point, I'm amazed at how mainstream media is allowed to get away with. We've allowed them, or others have allowed them to get away with not getting that message out there. It's just terrible, you know?
Yeah, so the mainstream media is focused on not seeing Trump reelected. So in order to avoid conversation about how well the economy is doing, how well black communities are doing from an economic perspective, they try to throw in all these different wrenches into play. Right? They won't talk about it because they don't want people who are unfamiliar with it to get familiar with it.
How many of these young people, and or maybe when you're out on college campuses, come out and say, you know, you guys, you're uninformed, you're ignorant, you're buying the lies of the right. How often do you hear that, honestly?
Oh, all the time. All the time. But, you know, we go into these situations with less people on our side than you could imagine. So, but by the time we have these conversations, and they are tough conversations because people will challenge you, you know, to defend your perspectives.
Right.
And we're well equipped to do so. So we educate ourselves on the policies of one every candidate we endorse, so that we're, you know, comfortable having those conversations and speaking truth to the facts. And so, you know, we get a lot of wins when we come out of those conversations. You know, people who may have been on the fence, people who may not be, you know, engaged at all, they like what we have to say because they can relate to it. They know that it's true, right? That these, the results are tangible. You know, it's more than just emotions, which the Democrats and the mainstream media play to.
Oh, they love it. That's one of their favorites. So, a couple of things. Where does one find more information about you? And how do they get involved? And maybe they want to help you start a chapter, or they want to, you know, help you get more members, or whatever it is they have for resources they can help you with. How do they get engaged?
Sure. So, we definitely encourage people to follow us on social media. Our Twitter handle is BCF Official. Yeah, so engage with us on social media. We also have a website, which is blackgop.us. So you can go there to learn more information about our organization, our state directors, to see which states we currently have a footprint in, and just reach out to us on those two platforms. But again, our social media on Twitter is BCF Official, and our website is blackgop.us.
You know,
so
people,
feel free to...
No, I mean, people, nothing changed unless you get involved, unless you get engaged, unless you help. Look at, I'm the old guy. I'm not going to reach, and some of you out there won't admit to it, but you're the old guy too. You're not going to reach the young people that Quentin and Deontay are going to meet, or be able to reach. So this is why you have to, you know, you have to help these groups out. You have to help out these organizations. I'll put your web address and other information up on our website later on. Quentin, thanks so much for taking time to be with me. I appreciate it.
Again, thanks for having me. I enjoy being on the show.
Well, thank you. You know, guys, it's like I always say, you really do, you really, really, really do have to get involved and engage. It's the best thing you can do to help them out. And young people especially. When, you know, they already feel like they're out of the loop. They already feel like they're not valued. And look, they make me crazy too. I am the old guy. They make me nuts as well at times. Look, we're doing a story right now. We're going to talk about it more in the next hour. Your Representative Katie Hill, young in Congress, first time. But you've got others like AOC, young in Congress, Omar. I mean, we can go down the list of young people that really believe they're just so valuable and so important. I'm not going to discount them as a human being. But it's like what I said in one of my op-ed pieces recently. I don't want the surgeon who just graduated from school working on my heart. Sorry. You go watch 100 of them first. Assist in 50 more, and then after you've got 10 or 15 or 20 under your belt, then you could touch mine. You know what I'm saying? You want somebody with experience. When these young people head to Congress, not all of them, but a majority of them see this as another, you know, a 24/7 frat party. And they have some power. They put these people, you know, this is the thing I don't understand. Instead of starting them off on some of the committees where, you know, they really can't do much damage, they see how it flows, they see how the votes go down, that kind of stuff. No, they put them in the Armed Services Committee. First year in, they have no clue what they're doing. Absolutely none. So, again, it's you've got to pay attention. Help these young people that are willing to take on the fight. Are you willing to take on the fight? I can't do the fighting they do. I can't get in front of the people to get in. And I know some of you hate that word fight, you know, but I don't have to tell you. But it's there. Joe Mazzini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. I mean that sincerely. I appreciate the time you're spending with us. If your station is moving on, they don't take the whole show, call them and ask them why not. It's always a good place to start, right? Why don't you take it? Otherwise, hang out, because the next hour, it's a smorgasbord of information that's out there. I'm seriously. We're gonna talk a little bit about the Hill issue. We're going to talk about the new DOJ investigation. I mean, Barr has had it. And I'm believing and I'm hoping and I'm praying, like some of you guys, that he really does start to throw some people in jail after due process. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a little bit.